Rock 107 WIRX. Yeah. 8:14, Brock Hunter. Quick look at your forecast here. Let's see. Today we got some rain in the morning and sunshine later on. It warmer to start, but then it's dropping down to mid-30s. Tonight we're going to see a low of 24. Tomorrow, high of 37 and sunshine, so no rain. That's holding off. Sunday, we do have a chance for some snow rain Sunday evening. So I could see a little mix in there. It's not going to stick around long. I was talking to my mom, and they got, enough to stick the other day, quarter inch, half inch the other day. So they're in Wisconsin.
My wife's sister lives in Colorado, and she sent a picture, and so did one of my other buddies from Colorado. And they got like a foot of snow in a couple hours yesterday.
Cripes. Yeah, we better not see that, or I'll lose my friggin' mind. Yeah. I will not be happy about that. Of course, I guess we're stuck inside, so what's the matter anyways? Yeah. Anyway, right now, let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden Center in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden Center.
Your best buds in the biz.
And just a heads up, they are postponing their Customer Appreciation Day. That was supposed to be the first Saturday in May, but it is going to be moved. Don't worry, they're still going to do it, but we'll keep you guys posted, and they'll keep you posted as well. this story makes me smile. It's got to be a real blow to the ego if you get into a race with a giant lumbering animal and lose. The police in Pembroke Pines, Florida, have been trying to track down a loose cow ever since it escaped back in January. Why has it been so hard? The department says the cow is, quote, faster than it looks.
Nice. The elusive cow.
The elusive cow. The elusive bovine. Anyway, after 2 months, they finally spotted the cow, and on Tuesday, they captured it by chasing it into an enclosed area. Oh, man. Oh, I love it.
It's harder to find than Bigfoot, man.
Dude, they had a wanted poster. It said, wanted, unknown cow. Description, female cow, brown with white head, faster than it looks, talented fence jumper, enjoys pools, frequents the area near Sheridan Street and I-75.
Craziest part of the story is they found it in a tree.
They found it in a tree. He's so dumb. It was a twister going through there. Dude, the wanted poster is so great. There's more on here. It says the cow's not considered dangerous, but it has been known to walk into the roadway, drive carefully, pending charges, moving violation.
Oh, come on.
Uttering false checks and fleeing and eluding police. That's, you know what? They're having fun with it. I like that. Yes. I like that.
That ninja cow, man.
Yeah, moving violation. It is funny. So growing up on a farm, numerous times the animals would get out and you'd have to get them. But I always enjoyed it when like we had a pasture that was kind of near one of the main roads into town. And you'd see someone stop because they'd see a cow out and they'd be freaking out. So you know, some yuppies from Madison, they're like, oh, well, my God, the cow, we got to get the cow. And this is just relax. It's fine. We'll get it. They're trying to help out. And so you just stay out of the way. I don't want you getting run over by this cow. So just back up, get in your car. I'll get it. Take care of it. But yeah, you got to be smart. You got to be smart.
Maybe that cow knows he's going to become a hamburger here soon.
He probably. He's like, you guys ain't getting me. F that, man. I'm out of here. It reminds me of that movie.
All the people hoarding food and putting stuff in the freezer, and he's like, nah, not me, man.
If anybody comes to try and buy me, I'm going to be pissed. No, I'm not going with you. Reminds me of that movie Barnyard. You ever seen that one? Uh-uh. Where the cow escapes, and he's like riding a motorcycle and stuff like that? Classic. It's not a real cow. It's a cartoon, obviously, just so you're not confused.
Kyle's like Barry Sanders, man. He's got some moves.
Just breaking ankles. Oh, breaking news. He just got signed to the Chicago Bears. This is amazing. He just got signed. Nice. Just got signed. Going to be the best in the league. All right, that's your WTF.